Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, we were taught that we should always remain faithful and continue to pray for those that we know are lost. Follow along as we continue that thought today. Sometimes we bring in children on a bus route that have never heard the stories, even the simplest stories that we've heard from the Bible. And if you're not praying for them, then maybe no one else is. You may be the only one praying for them. And in addition to that, you've got loved ones that have gotten away from God or never been right with God, and your life has been a testimony about being right with God. It's been a testimony against it. Then you just keep praying. Keep praying for those people. You may be the only one praying for them. But also understand this. Never give up. Never give up. Never give up. Pray and pray some more. Live the holy life. Live a determined, holy, acceptable unto God life. And never give up. They have a free will, and they can continue to reject. But until they've drawn that last breath, don't ever give up. Now notice that the victory to have is to have God to be jealous for you and to remove the reproach. But to do that, we need to remain faithful. Don't question the forgiveness of God. You know, there are people that call themselves Christians and they'll look down on you and they'll think that you're a second-class Christian. That's all right. They're not doing much for the Lord. They are faithful. They're in church. We thank God for that. They may even have a little devotional book that they read or something. But they're not on the offense for Christ. They have a convenient faith, but they don't have a committed faith. So, rather than to look unto them, look unto Jesus with a committed faith. God does not lie. You see, he never wanted judgment. He wanted redemption. He wanted restoration for you. He has the omnipotence, the all power to forgive you and to cleanse you and to make you as the new driven snow, so pure, so white. Now just remember, after the locusts and God taking the locusts away, the land did not pop up with the garden suddenly. But God supplied until they got there. They just had to do the work again by faith. They had to plant for the next year. But God took care of the need they had now. So you never quit on him. Instead, you grow in him. God will do for you what he did for them in the day of Joel. But let us see what he will do for you. Since this deals with the Assyrian army in that day, I want you to see the following things. Now, Jonah went to Nineveh about 100 to 150 years before this. We know by the word of God that Jonah did not want to go, and he tried not to. It took him catching a fish the hard way to change his mind, okay? But about 100 to 150 years before Nineveh was destroyed, we see that Jonah was sent there. He told them 40 days and Nineveh would be destroyed. Now, understand, we think of the Old Testament as being only about Israel. But remember this, Nineveh was a Gentile nation. God made Israel a nation of priests, that they might accomplish exactly what Jonah did in preaching to this people. Talking to God for the people and talking to the people for God. Now, Jonah had a hard time talking to God for the people. He didn't want them saved. But he said what God told him to say to the people, and they got saved. What a blessing that was. You see, our God is omnipotent. And he always will be omnipotent. That is, he'll always be powerful. Therefore, he can still save the guttermost to the uttermost. He can still take you down the old path without you needing the arm of flesh for victory. That omnipotent can save you if you aren't saved. Jeremiah 17:5, he said, cursed be the man that said, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth man, and maketh flesh his arm. Oh, my friend, it's a shame when preachers are spending more time in the study of technology than they are in the study of the Word. But also the same for Christians who use their free time for technical things than they do scriptural things and things that will honor our God. How many souls will be in hell on foreign soil today because a Christian rebelled at the call of God? They left when it got hard. Jonah preached. The people repented. They fasted. They wept. They prayed. They confessed their sin. And God removed his judgment hand. Yes, that land would be judged about 150 years later when they got far away from God again. Well, about 100 years after Joel's time, the Assyrian army is defeated. You see, repentance is a healing balm that cures the wounds of our sin. It is able to bring the power of God that will ward off his intended divine judgment. It can reprieve from ruin the vilest of people. That is what he will do for you. It'll be the opposite of what hell will do for them. The Assyrian army would one day come to attack Jerusalem. They'll have 185,000 soldiers, as we mentioned earlier. Destruction seems as imminent for Israel as anything, but the angel of the Lord killed 185,000. When we do what we're supposed to do, God will do what we can't do. Therefore, we see in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Psalms 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. I want you to think about this, nations forgetting God. Think about that. It took a miracle for Joel's day. Do you think God can still do miracles? Oh, yes, he can. But what did they have to do? They had to pray. They had to gather. They had to fast. They had to turn from their sin. Now, don't give up on the USA. employ all your means. But the bottom line for this in any land is that our efforts are futile without the mighty, omnipotent hand of God. We must, as Christians, pray for deliverance from evil, both material and moral. If we don't, God will reproach us, and America will be turned into hell. It'd be great for a leader who's not afraid to invoke the name of Jesus and not feel that he has to include all other gods who are false gods and then speak up against the moral culture of the day and call it Christianity incorrect. And seek for the country to remove his name. You know, isn't it interesting that a preacher prayed at Mr. Obama's, I think it was Mr. Warren, he prayed at Mr. Obama's inaugural in 2008. And when he prayed in the name, yes, of Jesus, but then he equated a bunch of other names, of other gods, of other religions, and made them all the same. And equated them with Jesus as well. That is utter, total blasphemy. And I do not apologize for saying that, my friend. Our country needs prayer. Now, some of you may think, well, boy, the elections really helped us. I think we're going in the right direction. You might have prayed for the election. You might have got the people elected that you wanted to get elected. But, my friend, that doesn't mean beans. It really doesn't. I mean, we may have got a good result from the election. And I know that in this recent presidential election back in 2016, Mr. Trump said some good things, and I believe and hope that he'll carry through on some of those things, especially as those things pertain to God's word and his righteousness. And there are those listening to me today that you were involved to try to bring about that change. But let me remind you, the work is beginning. It hasn't been done yet. The election is not the ending. The inauguration is not the ending. Now, maybe God has given us grace. And so, that being the case, I'm going to ask you, our radio listeners, to covenant with me to pray. Let's pray for our judicial branch. Let's pray that the president will select good, solid judges for the Supreme Court who stay true to the Constitution of the United States because it's built on what we call the Judeo-Christian ethic.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
I will plant my feet.